Hey guys, welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and this podcast is for Gen Z creatives who have dreams they want to pursue and fears that hold them back and hesitate to start, myself included. And my goal is to share my experiences, insights, and encouragement and give you a head start to begin working to your dreams, passions, and ideal life. I post a podcast once a week, every Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Create Don't Hesitate. Today's episode, we're talking about a very interesting topic I want to talk to you guys about. It's what's your spark, right? The things that excite you passionately, right? The things that bring you joy and that you're really good at, some interesting hobbies that you enjoy doing, some really fun activities you enjoy working on, just different things that you enjoy doing. For example, if you play guitar, maybe you really like doing that, learning all the skills with strumming the strings and learning all the notes and learning different songs to play. There's several different things that could be your spark, right? The thing, your spark is basically the thing that lights up your soul, that brings you energy, that when you do it, when you're in the process of doing this thing, right? For example, you know, playing guitar or cooking food, right? That little spark, whether it's creating a video, maybe that spark, that thing that you do, it brings you excitement, it brings you joy, it kind of uplifts you, and it brings you joy. It just shows you that this thing that you're doing is really fun, that you enjoy doing it, and that you can, you know, you, despite whatever challenges may come in the way when you're learning this activity or this hobby or thing that you're doing, That is your spark, that is your passion, right? That thing that lights you up, it's important to go after that. But first, before going after that, you need to know, hey, what is it, right? What is my spark? You know, for example, some questions that may come to your mind is, you know, where does my spark come from? What is my spark? What are my talents? What are my gifts that God has given me? And, you know, how do you share them? How do you share them with the people around you on social media, and just put your light, put yourself out there, right? And how do I identify your gifts and talents, right? So there, I'm going to answer some of these questions for you guys, and we can go in depth on some of these questions on social media. If you would like me to do that, just leave a review on this podcast or message me on Instagram. If you would like to, or any other platforms you wish to reach me on, if you have questions about this podcast or anything else. So I want to jump in to this podcast and just talk about, first of all, where did I get this idea, right? Well, this idea originally came from a shirt I got from church, right? And it was a Next Gen shirt. So Next Gen is just our youth group at our church, and during summer camp 2021, there was like a lightning bolt on the shirt, and then there was a Bible verse that was Psalms 97:4, which says his lightning flashes out across the world, the earth sees and trembles. So reflecting on this verse, I'd like you to just reflect on it, think about what this means to you and what you, how you perceive it and stuff. So again, Psalms 97:4 says his lightning flashes out across the world, the earth sees and trembles. So just think about that a little bit and just read God's word to kind of understand, hey, what this means and just how to apply it to your life. So, you know, this verse is inspiring, and it just shows you that God's mission is to spread Jesus across the world, right? Across the street and around the world. That's God's mission, and that's our mission. That's what God has called us to do, is to share our spark, share our gifts, share our talents, and do them with good intent for the glory of God, right? Now, as a Christian, this is just my perspective and how I'm perceiving this question and this topic, right? What's your spark? And I'm not... Yeah. So as I'm articulating what I how to go about this topic and just talking about it, right? As a Christian, I just believe that sharing your gifts and sharing your talents for the glory of God is, it's just such an amazing thing, because one, you're doing what you love, you're doing what you're passionate about, you're doing what you really enjoy doing, but you're also doing it with a bigger purpose and for the glory of God. So that's why having a knowing what you're passionate about, knowing what your goals are, knowing what your gifts and talents are, and letting God guide your steps is extremely important, just for, you know, understanding who you are and how you can reach other people. And that's why I bring you guys this episode, that I can, so that I can inspire you guys and have you share your dreams, like encourage you, not only inspire, because I feel like inspire is just like a vague thing. Or because you can inspire someone, right? This episode may inspire you, or it may, you know, motivate you or whatever. But that's not my goal. That's not my intent. And I really want to convey that, because I know in a lot of my content, I say, hey, I want to inspire you guys. But what does that actually look like? What does that mean? So I'm aware of that. And I want to just show you guys that it's not just about inspiration, because inspiration can be really good, but at the same time, you can be inspired just for this moment, just for this podcast, just for this video. And then after you're done, you go back to your old routines, you go back to whatever you were doing and your old habits and stuff. So it's just talking a lot about habits. So I actually finished a book about habits recently that my parents suggest that I read and stuff. And it's an amazing book. And I loved reading it. It was just so amazing. I'll have to get the book title for you guys. I'll leave those in the episode notes here, because I don't remember the name of it right now. But yeah, so it was a really good book, just talking about habits. And I should probably look up the name of it right now. But yeah, habits are extremely important, just for a lot of things, because they can control how you live your life and how you... just the, they control your routines, they control your, the way you live, and they, what is the book called? So the book is called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. So Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business. So that was a really good book. And just reflecting off of that book, there was a lot of things that I took away from that book. And one of the things was habit loop. So, right, you have a cue, you have the routine, and then you have the reward, right? So the routine, let's say that's like, you know, a bad habit or something. So a bad habit could be, or let's just start with a good habit, right? A good habit may be like making your bed every morning. Like, that's one thing. And making your bed could help you feel more organized. And when you go to bed the night of, you feel like you did something successful. You feel like you're coming home to a successful, you know, bed made. And that can make you feel more motivated and encouraged to just keep on going and keep on being more productive and doing more things. And that's why I really like this book. So I know there's a lot of books on habits as well. There's also the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I believe that's the book. And that book's amazing. I haven't read it, but if you guys do have any book suggestions, feel free to leave them in the podcast, in a review, or just reach out to me on any social media platforms or Instagram, because I would love your book recommendations and to talk about that. Because, you know, reading, a lot of where I get my spark from and where I learn to grow my skills and grow my, you know, abilities with my gifts and my talents is, you know, by reading a lot of books. Now, I do get a lot of information from YouTube and other, like, social media, for example. I get a lot of my information from there. And, of course, Google and the internet. So it's super helpful to use that. But I also get a lot of my information and inspiration and just knowledge from books. So I have a... to relate this back to the habit book, where I... there's the cue, there's the habit loop. So the cue, the routine, and the reward. So let's say, you know, I want to relax or something. And to relax, a bad routine or habit could be scrolling through Instagram or going on your phone or whatever just to check it. And a good habit could be reading a book to calm down instead. So instead of, you know, being on your phone, you read a book. And so the cue would be, hey, I want to, you know, I want to feel a certain way. So think about this. So there's the cue, the routine, and the reward. So let's say you want to, you know, feel relaxed. You want to feel, you know, happy or joyful from doing some sort of task, right? You want to get a hit of dopamine. You just want to feel really good. But you also want to just learn things and just kind of relax. One way to do that is by reading books. And that's sort of, I'm trying to explain this as best as I can. So the key would be, you have to, you know, you want a certain outcome, right? So, I shared the outcome with you guys, but the key would be, I am trying to remember this, but so the routine could be reading the book and the outcome is you want to feel happy. So the cue, what's the best way to think about this? Let me do a food example. I think the food example would be better. So, hey, you're hungry, right? Okay, so what do you need to do? And you don't want to be hungry, right? So you to not be hungry, you want to, you know, you got to eat, right? So to eat is a routine, right? So, hey, you're like, the cue is, hey, I'm hungry. So you go ahead, go to the kitchen and go get like a waffle and blueberries or chicken and waffles or something. Chicken and waffles are really good, by the way. So I suggest you guys go ahead and get those. But yeah, so you want to get like a granola bar or some sort of food or yogurt parfait with some granola, strawberries, bananas, blueberries in there. And just have, you know, some really good meal. Or you want to eat some oatmeal. You want to eat some snacks. You want to eat some chips. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, you want to not feel hungry. You want to feel that food urge, right? So the same thing with reading. You know, let's say you're bored and you're like, okay, what do I do? So instead of scrolling on social media, what you do is read a book. Reading a book can be the routine, right? The routine is what you do to achieve the reward, to achieve the way you want to feel after reading the book or after scrolling through social media, right? So that's the easiest way I can explain it on that topic, on the habit loops. And in terms of connecting that to what's your spark and your dreams and your talents and your goals is by, you know, if you want to achieve a certain dream or you want to work on improving or progressing your dreams and, you know, things that you want to learn more about, is by setting up habits and routines and setting up a system to achieve those dreams, to move forward in pursuit of what you want to achieve. So you're learning and growing as you're progressing to your dreams and stuff. So that's the main point I want to kind of come across with this podcast, this episode. So I really hope you enjoyed. I think I'm going to close out this episode real quick. We're going to go on a few more minutes, I'd say. But before I leave you guys today, and if you apply anything from this episode, what I want you guys to apply is I want you guys to identify what your habits or identify what are your goals, your talents, your gifts, what you're passionate about, what you're really excited about doing, and things you're really good at. Figure those things out. Write them down on a paper or in your phone notes and figure out those things out. Figure out how you can work on those every single day, like build a system to work on that every single day. Work on building habit loops to progress forward to your dreams, right? So the habit loop is cue, routine, reward. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or wherever you wish to reach me. And I'll feel free to answer any questions you have or make another episode on that here. So, yeah, so do that. And then figure out how to share it with others. Because sharing your dreams and your working on your habits and dreams is so that you can work for a bigger purpose. And that bigger purpose can be it. To work on that bigger purpose, you need to share that, right? Because the bigger purpose is not, hey, you know, I want to do this just for me so I can feel happy and stuff. But the intent, could be sharing that with other people, and could be sharing your joy and sharing your light and sharing your inspiration with others, and not just leaving it up to yourself, but also sharing that with other people. And that's the point I want to get across to you guys, and the challenge I want to have leaving you. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I would love to answer your questions and create more podcast episodes for you guys. So the next episode is going to be a podcast interview I did with Christy Maju, and that'll be really exciting as well. So if you guys are watching this video on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe, hit that post notification bell down below so you can see more videos, and subscribe, like this video, and leave a comment below your favorite part of this episode and one thing that you learned and that you took away. And for any podcast listeners, I'd say feel free to leave a review. I don't have Apple products or anything like that, so if you leave a review on iTunes, I can't actually check those. So feel free to leave it on any other platforms or reach me any other way. So that's my message for you guys there. I appreciate you guys listening. I hope all the best. And remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life. And I'll see you all in the next episode. So I love you guys so much. Let me see. There's one more thing before I let you guys go. So remember, so your spark is that one thing that makes you feel passionate and that you enjoy doing. And plus, want to learn more about, and the things that bring you, you know, energy, you know, joy and excitement, right? Those are the things that are your spark, the thing that uplifts you, the thing that moves you forward to the things that, to the life you want to live, right? And that just kind of guides your life, guides your steps, and just allowing God to, you know, control your life and to move your life and to guide your life. I feel like that's the best way to live. And, you know, God has just been speaking through me through this, not only through my, you know, talents and gifts and positively talking to other people and all that sort of stuff. It's also been through this episode and through these podcasts. He's just worked through me. I really want to inspire you guys to work on your dreams as well. So that's today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you next time. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you. I got a message for you. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Create. Don't hesitate. If you receive value from this episode, feel free to leave a review by messaging me on Instagram. The link is in the podcast description. Also, check out all my other socials for more inspiration. I'll see you in the next episode. Lastly, remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life.